You're listening to the Top Dog Social Media Podcast. Tips and tricks from the experts, featuring Melanie Dodaro.
This is Melanie Dodaro from Top Dog Social Media, and today's interview will be of special interest to all of you job seekers. Today, I'm going to be talking with Brenda Blackburn, who's been a workshop facilitator since 1991, and specializes in career topics. Some of her specialties are facilitating in the areas of career exploration, job search strategies, professional development, and life skills. She's been a regular guest on radio, including sharing her knowledge with Career Success Radio and many others. How are you today, Brenda?
I'm great, Melanie. Thanks so much for having me with you today. It's a pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate that Richard Winfield, an industry colleague, recommended we connect on LinkedIn. So, love social media networking.
You know, it's so interesting. Over the last number of years, I'm going to say that probably 90% or more of my connections have come from social media. And Richard, what a great guy. I've never met him in person, but we're LinkedIn friends, and he's constantly, you know, sharing my articles and my blog posts and, you know, connecting me with different people in the Vancouver area. It's great. It's absolutely awesome. You really can build truly authentic, really amazing relationships with social media when you use it properly.
Absolutely. And this is the thing, you know, in teaching this topic and career topic for so many years, I think we're in one of the greatest eras in our time in career history that we have such a connective resource like social media. What an awesome time this is to be able to connect with so many people. It's unbelievable. And people should really use a resource because it's right there.
Absolutely. So, Brenda, share with us why you think social media is so important today for job seekers.
Well, you know, in today's economy, job market competition is tough, and you need all the tools that you're ready and, you know, new strategies to use. So we have to stay current on the strategies, too, and keep adding those new tools to our tool belt, because the more you have, the more chances you have. And consistency of content is essential for sure in that. But absolutely, you've got to stay on top of things. You know, there's an interesting video out on YouTube, Social Media Revolution 3. I don't know if you've seen it, but that's with author Eric Qualman from Social
Eric Qualman, Nomics. Yep, from Social
Nomics. Yeah, and he has the quote, "We don't have a choice on whether we do social media. The question is how well we do it." And I find with clients quite a bit, they're saying, well, we're going to job interviews, and in the top interview questions now are questions like, so, can you tell me what we've been tweeting about? And for some clients, that just stops them in their tracks, and they have no idea, and of course, the interview's over, you know? And even people in our own field, I've found, have had the same issue. I had a colleague who went and applied for a job at college, and they asked about whether the applicant had seen the YouTube videos, and they hadn't, you know. And so, again, that's not utilizing the social media resources that are out there. I think about the time on TV commercials, you know, where at the end of the commercial it would say, see our webpage at www.blah, blah, blah. And now we don't see that anymore because it's taken for granted. And I tell clients, well, look at the end of commercials now. You see our Twitter page, follow us on Facebook. And, you know, this is the way of the future. This is the way things are going. And soon we won't see that on the end of commercials either. Or I see it on newscasts now, like Global TV has a special section on social media. So it's just interesting trends. And I think not every job seeker or somebody looking for a new career is knowledgeable about what's happening. So I think it's important to share it as much as we can.
I think you just made such a fabulous point. You know, I remember back in the day when I was coming out of college and learning some of these job-seeking skills, and one of the things that, you know, they always say is research the company that you're applying for a job with. And
absolutely,
with social media today, it's never been as easy as it is now. There's so much available. So, you know, don't neglect that and take that opportunity to learn what you can about the different companies. And, I mean, the best way to do that is visiting their social media sites and their websites.
Absolutely. And, you know, there used to be that saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. but now it's more about who knows you. I mean, you can know all the people you want, but if you're looking for a job, it's not going to help you if you don't connect and actually get to know them. And I think social media is, you know, it's about social networking and interacting and building relationships. And I don't think that's something that happens instantly or overnight. It's about nurturing relationships and being prepared to give something back, not just what am I going to get, but how can you share expertise and learn and grow together as a network and as an industry.
Absolutely. So do you think that LinkedIn is like the place to be if you're looking to find a job, or is it worthwhile investing time in other social networks?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a believer in LinkedIn as the top one for sure, and then Twitter as a base to really get to know more about what's up to the minute and up to the pulse in your industry as well. It's a great learning tool. And I mean, Facebook, not to knock Facebook, but I don't think it's as much the place for business, although when people are looking for new jobs, I think they definitely need to clean it up and get rid of any digital dirt and post what they're looking for on their status so that people can see it. But for sure, LinkedIn is the best place to network in your industry or if you're looking for a new one. But I think it's important to remember not to use a computer as a crutch, and it's not meant to replace face-to-face, you know, or even phone connections, but facilitate that process. It's a great start. It's a wonderful tool.
Yeah, as an employer myself, when I am looking for an employee, one of the places that I actually look is LinkedIn. However, if somebody comes to me, or even if I'm considering hiring somebody, one of the things that I ask them for is all their social sites. And I want to look at their Facebook, I want to look at their Twitter, I want to look at, you know, get a feel for, you know, what it is they do, especially, you know, given the fact that I have a social media marketing company, it's very important to me how they represent themselves on social media. And I've heard that a lot of businesses today are actually saying, I'm not interested in your resume, just send me the links to all your social sites. And one of the things that I've always said to, you know, younger people or job seekers is, you know, watch what you post online. You have to be so careful. This stuff doesn't go away typically. And, you know, if you're looking for a job or a business opportunity or anything like that, you know, you really need to be careful about the stuff you're posting on Facebook and so forth.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. You know, and I still see job seekers that don't clean up their wall and they're swearing. And even if it's not you, you know, you're guilty by association. So, you know, it's really so important. And I think what you're saying is so important for job seekers to hear. I think some people don't really realize how much it's being utilized. And I think to get the word out there is so important. And then I have clients that are worried. They're like, well, you know, I don't really use anything other than Facebook. I'm a little worried about getting started. I'm worried about the security. And, you know, where I just tell people wherever you start is okay. You don't have to be a social media guru, but I think you need to be open and willing to look at, see what employers are using out there and to see the kind of, you know, you've got to have a presence. You've got a brand. Branding and marketing is so important. And never before, I think, have job seekers had to manage their own career entrepreneurially than now. Yeah. So absolutely, thank you for saying that about an employer's standpoint, because it's so brilliant for people to hear, for sure.
Yeah, it's just so many people just don't realize what's out there. And for those people who are concerned about security, I hear that a lot. And one of the things that I always say is, you know what, just don't post anything that you're worried about, and you'll be fine. You know, you don't need to post. First of all, avoid posting personal information, especially if you're looking for a job and so forth. But yeah, I mean, you know, I've done presentations even for seniors who were really interested in getting involved with social media, staying, you know, in touch with their family and their friends and so forth, and they're all worried about security and privacy. Like there's settings for that. You know, you're obviously not going to be posting anything that, you know, if you're going away on vacation, for example, probably not a great idea to post that on social media. You know, it's really about using common sense. So how would you suggest for people to connect with an HR person, you know, for a dream job that they have online? What suggestions would you have for them?
Well, you know, maybe if I just to back up just a sec, I think that first I would really take a look at, you know, your presence that you already have. Just do a few maybe general strategies like Google yourself. I've had some clients who haven't actually done that. So Google yourself, make sure what's out there is cleaned up. Look at starting a LinkedIn profile and a Twitter page and create a brand, because to connect with people, you have to have something there to connect to. You know, it's great to reach out and talk to a lot of different people on LinkedIn, which is brilliant, but I think you need to have yourself set up and have created a little bit of a brand. That's like going on Twitter and signing up all these people, but you've never made a tweet. So there's nothing to follow back. So maybe doing a few general strategies like that, taking a look at, you know, what we call netiquette now, internet etiquette, kind of what we're talking about with Facebook, post appropriate pictures and content and language and humor, and try not to be controversial. And there's that 80-20 rule, you know, put out 80% business, 20% pleasure, but I put out maybe 95% business and then 5%, you know, maybe, inspiring quotes or something else, but really I stick business to business. You know, LinkedIn and Twitter are my business social media sites. And yeah, and download, when you're getting started, if you have a smartphone, download the official mobile apps and really get prepared, because when you're doing job search or even career exploration, when you're doing initial information interviews, so whether it's that or a job interview, people teach a lot about presentation skills and how important they are, but I think your web presentations are vital, because that can prevent you from getting an interview in the first place. So, you know, I think that that would be my main concern, is to take a look at some of those general strategies and then really get into the meat and bones about Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what's the perfect approach to starting some of those conversations with the right people when they're job hunting, after they've got, you know, their presence all sorted out and making sure it looks professional? What's, you know, what's some of the best ways for them to start approaching that?
Getting connected, as we did. So whether you get connected through a referral or you put in a request, but definitely, like you mentioned earlier, looking up the companies that you're interested in, doing some targeted research, targeted market research, and see who you're interested in, and look at what, you know, or whether it's a recruiting company, and check out their background. If it's a company, check out what they've got to say. What are they posting? Maybe get involved in the conversation. Take a look at following the people that you're interested in. But you have to connect. You've got to have some dialogue at some point and some conversation. And if you see that there's a company you're really interested in, and you've got some on LinkedIn, second or third degree connections, try to utilize those and talk to people. You know, I think that people forget that LinkedIn is such a great networking tool, and most people like yourself are open to it. That's why we're there. We're there to network. People are generally going to be great about being open to a dialogue and a conversation, but you have to get started and take that first step.
Absolutely, and LinkedIn's one of my specialties. I train business owners and service professionals on LinkedIn on a regular basis, and one of the things that I suggest to them is, you know, when reaching out, obviously, you know, if you can reach out and get a recommendation or a connection request through somebody, that's great. But, you know, sometimes you can do that through groups, joining the same groups that people are in. And really, you know, one of the best ways to do that is just sending, always, first of all, always send personalized messages. Never just send a message out with no personalization. LinkedIn has all those wonderful canned messages that I highly recommend against.
my business, I couldn't agree with you more. That's one of the biggest things I'm an advocate in when I teach the workshops too, is please don't send generic connection requests, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or anything, because, you know, as we would recommend, you would personalize and customize a resume. You would customize a cover letter. You know, generic letters have gone out the way with the dinosaur. And, you know, but the funny thing is, I can't tell you how many generic requests I get. I get them all the time, including from people in our field, including from people that teach social media. And to be honest, I just don't get it. But I think that is so important. And I think also when you connect with people and you do create a connection or an ad, a friend, I think it's important to thank everybody in person too. I mean, unless you have over 30,000 followers and you can't, I think it's a great idea to go in and thank each person for following me. I think it's a nice netiquette thing to do.
Yes, I completely agree with that. I've lost the ability to do that because I get hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of connection requests per week.
When I wasn't
at that level, I absolutely made a point of doing that. And in fact, I almost need to hire somebody full time to manage my LinkedIn so that we can get back to doing that. Because I think that's so important. I completely agree with you on that. And one of the things, too, is, you know, when you're trying to connect with somebody and you send them a personalized message, you know, one of the key things I think that is important to include, and correct me, you know, if I'm wrong in a job-seeking environment, but tell them why you want to connect with them. So, you know, if
exactly.
you want to connect with them because, you know, you're interested in looking, you know, pursuing some opportunities within the company and seeing what's available, you know, let people know why you want to connect with them because they're much more likely to. They just, you know, so many people are kind of weird about social media and they wonder why somebody's trying to connect with them. So tell them why you're trying to connect with them.
Exactly, and I think I even find it bewildering myself sometimes when I get somebody following me on LinkedIn who I don't really know how they want to connect. They're in a bit of a different industry, and I'm really not sure. And so I make sure I follow up that dialogue and my own questions and how can I best assist them. And I think that's important to do, too, for sure. For sure, I agree.
Yeah. So what are some of the big no-nos when it comes to seeking a job online via social media?
For me, I know it's controversial. Some people like pictures, some people don't. But for me, I love to see a picture. You know, we all connect through seeing our face, and it's a great opportunity to connect names to faces. So I think that's important, too. Otherwise, you look like spam or a bot, right, especially on Twitter.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, a good headshot is absolutely mandatory if you're looking for using social media for any purposes that involve professionalism, you know, whether it's job seeking or business. People only connect with people, and that's one of the things that I tell my business clients is, you know, if you're using social media, you know, Twitter or LinkedIn or anything like that, and you put your logo as your picture profile, that is just not going to appeal to people because people relate to people, not businesses.
And, you know, for me, it depends on your business. But for the average day job seeker, it's really about quality, not quantity. So it's, you know, you don't have to go out there and follow everybody and have them follow you back. But who do you really want to make meaningful connections with? And so that you can begin those relationships. So I think those are some important things. And to create lists, you know, on if you're using a medium like Twitter, to create lists. So if you're doing job search, you can have your job boards that you follow and your career industry pros and maybe associations or groups, the same as you would follow on LinkedIn, you know, and to really so that you've got everything in one spot. And I think that's important when you're learning and growing. And I guess my reminders would also be, you know, interact, build relationships, be transparent and genuine and kind and appropriate, you know, and those would be my biggest.
Yeah, that's really just, you know, everything that you just talked about creating the lists and figuring out who you want to follow and so forth, that's really about using social media strategically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people waste so much time on social media, and I hear a lot of people say that they don't think social media works. And the reason that it doesn't work for them is because they're not using it strategically. They're just literally wasting time with it rather than having a strategy that's in place that's going to help them, you know, achieve the goals. They don't even know what their goals are with it without, you know, having some specific goals and a strategy around that to achieve it. You know, the chances are slim to none that you'll actually get some results from it.
Exactly. So if you're in career exploration or job search mode, I mean, that needs to be one of the things you're doing. We always teach in career classes that over 85% of postings are generally not posted. And they're internal. And employers aren't going to be paying the kind of money that you want to make in this economy to a complete stranger they've never met and has no interest in their company. But people that go out and seek to have conversations with those companies and take initiative, those are the people that employers are really interested in that came in on their own accord with no posting and just have a genuine interest.
Yeah. You made a point earlier about quality over quantity, and I completely agree with that. I mean, you can have a massive network, but if it's not quality people, it's not, you know, not that effective. However, with LinkedIn, what is your suggestion to people when starting to build their network? So, for example, you know, I have, you know, well over 10,000 connections. So when somebody connects with me, instantly they're getting access to a very large network of second and third level connections, which mm-hmm. they need a lot of times to be able to reach out and connect with people. So what is your suggestions in regards to that for people who really need to expand their network so that they can access those second and third level connections on LinkedIn specifically?
Well, you know, I think for job seekers, it's just like starting to make your network list or a connection list. You know, before we had social media, people would develop a contact list, and you start with people you know, and then you branch out. If it's the same industry you've been in, try to connect with the different people that you already know in your industry, different colleagues and mentors and associations, and just keep building it out and out and out. I also mentioned to people when they go to networking events or job fairs, when you collect business cards rather than just, you know, maybe putting them in your computer address book and not seeing them, put the names into social media right away so that you can follow them. You're much more apt to dialogue with people if they're on your social media homepage, news feeds, rather than just taking that card, putting it in your address book and slipping it away. So, you know, there's a few different things that you can do. And you also mentioned groups, which I think is so important. So connecting with the groups that you're really interested in your career and also the companies, and just keep growing and growing and growing. You know, sometimes you'll see other people's posts on your friends' pages or other news feeds, or people send you a really interesting link that somebody put out there. And if you're interested, follow those people and just keep expanding your network.
Yeah, that's some great advice. That's great advice. Well, you've provided a lot of wonderful advice today for job seekers. I'm going to just leave it with you to finish up. If there's any other strategies or just general tips or anything, any netiquette or anything else that you would like to share for those who are looking to find a job right now via social media.
Well, really, I think that's it. I mean, I would highly recommend connecting with us. You know, if you're new to it and you're job seeking, doing career exploration, and you really want to take a look at people's pages, you could take a look at mine, and I'm searchable on LinkedIn. Just type in Brenda Blackburn. Or looking at your page, you know, I mean, you've got a fabulous, fabulous page. So take a look at ours, connect with us, and I'm more than happy to connect with people that are in the career industry or facilitators. I do a lot of mentoring through LinkedIn, and I get requests each week to do informational interviews, so I'm more than happy to do that and connect with people. And if anybody has any questions, they can even email me at brenda@brendablackburn.com, and I'm more than happy to help people.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that, you know, that's some great advice. You know, one of the things that, you know, we're always told is mimic basically the people that are having success in a certain area. So if you know mm-hmm. people that are having some success with LinkedIn, for example, watch what they're doing. See what they're doing. See how they've laid out their profiles. And same thing with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and blogging or whatever it might be. Look at the people that are doing it well and get some ideas. When I first started out with LinkedIn, that's exactly what I did. I mean, I taught myself everything that I know on LinkedIn, and I did that by watching what other people were doing right and what other people were doing wrong.
And if you're not sure of how to do something, it's okay. You know, you can, I encourage people sometimes forget, just Google top 10 Twitter tips or top 10 LinkedIn tips for beginners or whatever stage you're at. If you really need help, Google it. And you know, the websites are so easy to use now, even with LinkedIn telling you what percentage you're done and what you need to do next. And there's a lot of great tutorials there too. So there's a lot of help.
There
you
is.
Just have to look or ask your connections. You know, if you have a question regarding what's happening with this platform today, put it out there and someone will help you. So
for all of our listeners, make sure you connect with Brenda on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/Brenda Blackburn, especially for you job seekers, and feel free to connect with me too. I accept all LinkedIn all LinkedIn requests, and I'm Melanie Dodaro, MelonieDodaro. So both Brenda and I would be happy to connect with you, and feel free to peruse our profiles to get some tips on how to set up your own.
It's been a pleasure, Melanie. You do a lot of great work out there. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.